Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The football world has arrived in Titletown, USA. Broadcasting live from the Buffalo Wild Wings in Green Bay, Wisconsin Sports Daily, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's.
Welcome in as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here at Buffalo Wild Wings, as you just heard, on Oneida Street. We are steps away from Lambeau Field. Steps away from Lambeau Field. I think, to be accurate, I think it took me like 9 minutes to walk from here at Buffalo Wild Wings over there to Lambeau Field. It is perfect. And this is we got a big old white tent outside here. All kinds of Bud Light being sold here and seltzers and everything else going on. Crown Royal's got a big old purple thing you can sit in and take your picture in. It's pretty cool, man. I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. There's some beads floating around being put on people around here. This is where you're going to want to be. We won't talk about the general manager standing in front of me wearing Bears gear. We won't talk about her wearing Bears gear. And funny enough, she is talking to somebody that works here wearing a Mason Crosby jersey. Who actually got it autographed earlier for Mason Crosby when he was here earlier in the day. Sitting next to me out here is our guy, Jacob Wessendorf from, of course, Packer Report, the Green Bay Draft Guide. You hear all of their strengths and weaknesses on our prospect previews brought to you by Seam Fitters Local 601. Jacob, how are you?
It's good to be here, man. It's been a crazy little ride here getting into it. It's kind of full circle. This is where, when I was in college, this is where I used to park coming into games and everything like that. So, like you said, it's, 10 minutes from the stadium?
Yeah.
Now, the draft guide, everything's out and ready, and at the end of the night, we're unwrapping a present of a brand-new first-round pick.
Or are we?
Oh, I'm pretty sure we are.
Or are we?
Yeah, I think so. So I looked this up. The Packers have traded out of the first round twice since 2000.
Right.
And both of them were... What? The last one was Kevin King, famously who they took instead of T.J. Watt. You might have heard that story once or twice.
Yes, I have heard that story. Yes.
So they did that, and then the other one would have been for Jordy Nelson, who I heard is going to be here tomorrow.
He is. Jordy Nelson here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. He'll be on the Mason Crosby Show tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. with Mitch Thunder Nellis. So looking forward to having Jordy out here. Earlier today on Mason Show, we had Nick Barnett, Darren College, a whole bunch of different former Packer players. Tomorrow morning, again, if you're a Packer fan, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., be here at Buffalo Wild Wings in the white tent. Mason Crosby and Thunder. Jordy Nelson, the headliner tomorrow at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you want to see Jordy Nelson and Mason Crosby doing a radio show, that should be a good time. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what we are preparing ourselves for here today. I walked over there to where the draft is set up. Couple of things of note, okay? They tell you, make sure you register to get into the draft. Make sure, and as you're walking in, they tell you, have your app ready, right? You have to have download the app, have it open. I did that. My name says Steven. I got the QR code, Jacob. Feeling important and good. I'm ready to walk in. We go to walk in. Now, they have like a million different security lines. So you have to have your clear bag and whatever else. Otherwise, they're not going to let you in. So now you get into the line. They tell you, like going through airport security, put it in. So you go through the security gate. Nobody ever scans your phone. Nobody ever even looks at your phone. You just walk straight through. So why do we all got to do this for? Just so they have an accurate number of how many people are coming?
That's what it sounds like. I think they want
to
know.
Maybe they'll scan number, right? Closer to 7 o'clock. I'm not telling you, we all just walked in. Nobody scanned any of our phones. We all walked through looking at you like, did your phone get scanned? Did your phone get scanned? Nope, nobody scanned my phone. And we all just walked in. Now, if you are coming, I'm telling you right now, it is relatively busy over there already.
Yes.
When you get over there. They have a Super Bowl ring tent. They have a giant, like, outdoor beer hall. They've got a big Pepsi vendor set up. Then they've got Lambo is wide open. So you can go inside Lambo and sit in certain sections of Lambo as well. All the network TV stations are on the field. So you're kind of like sitting behind them looking down at them. Then they've got something going on the field. I don't know how much it costs. But people are like kicking fake field goals on the actual field. It's, you know, tarped off with white or whatever. So they have that going on. Charlie Behrens is walking around the inside of the bowl taking pictures with people and shooting video and stuff like that. Concession stands are open at Lambeau if you're looking for food and so forth to come up. It's a pretty cool deal over there right now.
The center of the football universe is now the center of the football universe. I think that's what everybody's figuring out this week. So it's a cool setup. I think kudos to Mark Murphy, the Packers, everybody for putting this event together. I know the detractors, the people that don't like small town America, were saying that Green Bay couldn't pull this off. Let me tell you, they are wrong, and they are very wrong. Having gone through here, I've been here on a Packers game day. This is different. I've been here for NFC championship games. I've been here for big playoff games against the Dallas Cowboys and all those kinds of things. This is different. It is the NFL's second biggest event. I would be stunned if they allowed this city to host a Super Bowl, but I think this place has proven, if nothing else, they can hold a big event for the biggest league in professional sports and in the smallest city in that league. So kudos to those guys for putting everything together. It's been a great experience. Sparky, I just got to tell you, I think the reason they didn't scan your phone, everybody knows who you are. You're the biggest celebrity here.
No, man. No, that is not true at all. This is the other thing that I wanted to point out. Talk with Jacob Westendorf joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, who we broadcast live from Buffalo Wild Wings on Oneida Street, just steps away from Lambeau Field underneath these big white tents, Bud Light products. The Crown Royal's got a thing set up down there. Come on out, hang out, party on up as we get closer to the draft coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Step on by and say hi. The other thing about this is there was all this talk of there's nowhere to stay, there's nowhere to stay, there's nowhere to stay. My guy John in Franklin, Charlie, you know John in Franklin, right?
I do know John Franklin, best dude on the line.
Right. So John in Franklin, now you just offended every other listener, way to go. So John in Franklin, he came with his buddy, and they were up here earlier when Mason was doing his show, and then they were in Buffalo Wild Wings having some food and having a beverage or two, and I was talking to him. They got double-crossed by somebody up here renting a house. Right, they had a handshake deal. Hey, man, I got you. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of you for the draft. And then they get up here, and they're like, oh, sorry. Somebody offered me, like, five times as much money, so we had to take that instead. So now they're like scrambling, like, oh, man, what are we going to do? Where are we going to stay? We're all the way up here. He said they got a hotel within a mile of here for $300 a night.
Good for them. Good for them. And bad on that.
These houses are like a grand a night around here or more.
Well, it's like that scene from Jerry Maguire, right, where Cushman's dad says, my word is stronger than oak. That's never true. Always get the contract. Always get something signed. Because money is the root of all evil. I certainly believe that. And an extra $5,000, five times as much or whatever. I get why people would want to do that. But I don't know. If I had a handshake agreement with you, I feel like I got to do that, right?
Not with me. You're good. But other people, yes, apparently that is exactly how this goes.
So if you're listening, shame on you.
Shame on you for double-crossing my guy John and Franklin. That was not very nice. I want to get your thoughts on pressure. Do you think they feel pressure in the Packers front office like Detroit maybe did last year? When you host the draft, like, everybody is going to be talking about you. Oh, this is the team hosting. So normally you get to 23, everybody's passed out and not caring, right? If it's somebody else hosting it. You get to 23 here at like 9:30 tonight, this place is going to be electric and off the chain waiting to see who that player is.
Yeah, I don't think so. This is the same organization that has taken a quarterback while having a Hall of Famer in tow, not once, but twice. So I don't know if they're going to feel any pressure. And even if there is any, I don't know if they would worry about that, quite frankly. I know Brian Gutekunst has made the joke that Mark Murphy hasn't told him he can't trade his pick right yet. I don't think that would be a consideration anyways. I don't know who or what is available. It doesn't seem like anybody has ever been available that would have been worth trading that pick for. Tonight could change that, obviously. A.J. Brown famously traded to Philadelphia, and yep. Nobody knew he was available until he was. So that could be something there, but I don't think they feel anything. I think they'll do what they normally do. If there's anything we've learned, the Packers do not care about national perception of what people think that they need. And I think the starting quarterback in Green Bay right now is a perfect precursor for that.
I heard LaFleur talking the other day about that, and he was like, hey, man, you know, he was on Rich Eisen. Was it Rich Eisen show? I think it was Rich. I don't remember where he was. But he was talking, and he was saying the idea of, you know, if we don't trade up for Jordan Love and make that pick, maybe people aren't as mad with us. If we just sit there, Love gets to us, we make the pick, maybe there's not as much anger directed towards us at that point. But he freely admitted that Ayuk was going to be their pick. Had it got to him, that Ayuk was going to be their guy. And when he went off the board, then they pivoted, essentially, and went after and got Jordan Love. Which tells me, I was the one who was on Twitter that night going, well, this has to be Patrick Queen. Like, the most obvious pick in the world. This is Patrick Queen, the linebacker. They desperately need a linebacker, Jacob. And come to find out, they were all about wide receiver that year and going wide receiver in the first round, which makes you wonder whether or not this will be the year while they're at home.
Could be. Could be. I think that there's enough that they've had three guys come in for 30 visits that are slated to be picked tonight. Matthew Golden of Texas, Emeka Ibuka from Ohio State, and then, of course, Tet McMillan, who I was wondering, because they said yesterday there was a report from McShay saying that, like, he doesn't practice hard and he doesn't do all these things, but then McMillan tells Matt Schneidman of The Athletic that Green Bay showed him, quote, nothing but love during this entire process. So I tend to lean toward Green Bay loves him. I don't think Brian Gutekunst would waste his time going to a private workout for a player and doing that by himself in person. Well, I don't know that he was by himself, but doing that with his own eyes instead of getting a report from Milt Hendrickson, John Eric Sullivan, somebody like that. I tend to believe they like him. There's enough people mocking Matthew Golden to him for me to believe that
Matthew Golden, who when asked about his visit with the Packers, says, I can't talk about that. You got that audio, don't you, Charlie? Pull up that audio from Matthew Golden yesterday. Matthew Golden is acting like it's Secret Service type stuff. I can't talk about what the Packers and I talked about.
He's a Packer already.
Which was very weird. I said this yesterday. Charlie, you got that audio?
Give me 1 second here, Sparky. I'm pulling it up.
All right, that's 1 second. You got it now?
One more second.
I'm just joking with you. No, but when you hear this, I want you to tell me, if you were a college wide receiver and you're projected to go in the first round and somebody asks you about a team and whether or not you've talked with that team and so forth, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's hear Matthew Golden.
Packers haven't drafted a receiver since 2002 in the first round. What would it be like hearing your name called by the Green Bay Packers, and have you had any contact with them?
I'm going to keep that confidential, but, you know, I definitely love to come here, man.
Yeah.
Great organization to be around, play for, you know, and just the people they have here, you know, you can tell they got a real culture fit here. And, you know, culture means a lot. I feel like that plays a big role in team success, you know, on and off the field. So, you know, just being able to have the opportunity to come here, man, it means a lot to me.
All right. Confidential, he said. Now, I said yesterday, and Charlie disagreed with me, I said if I'm Matthew Golden, my response would have been, man, I'm talking to everybody in the league. You know, everybody was talking to me. Like, a lot of guys want Matthew Golden to come play for their football team, and I'm happy to play for whoever wants to have me, right? Nothing confidential about that. Why so secretive? Like, unless they were like, hey, man, look, we got a deal in the works. We're going to try and move up and get you, just so you know, but keep it on the down low because we don't want to ruin this. Have somebody come hopping up in front of where we're trying to get to you. Maybe that's it, and he didn't want to spill the beans or whatever the case may be. But that was just weird to me. I've never heard a prospect say it's confidential what we're talking about.
Right, and like you said, with him, like, being not knowing where he's going to go, just probably in the first round, like, the first team that could be taking a receiver that I've seen him mock to is, like, Dallas at 12. Well, it's like the old draft day joke that Vontae Mack makes. You know, I need a number 7 pick paycheck. Well, I'd rather have a number 12 pick paycheck than 23, objectively, right?
Absolutely.
And the endorsement that comes with getting the star on your helmet and all the stuff that Jerry Jones will do and make sure you get your money, all that good stuff, right?
Yep.
I don't know. The confidentiality thing, the Packers are notoriously strange about injury. Like, David Bakhtiari, for example, is a great example of that, right? Like, it was all hush-hush, quiet, subterfuge, we don't know what's going on, all that thing. And it's like, he's done. He's out for the season.
Yep.
And they knew that well before they put him on injured reserve, that he wasn't going to play for the rest of the year.
But right? At least that was, to me, I think teams do that because they're trying to play the game of keeping everybody guessing around the league of whether or not they're going to have a guy back. That's all, you know, I don't know, strategy or whatever the case may be. They think they're trying to pull a fast one on everybody in the league with injury information and try and keep everything secretive. This here with Golden, though, if it's me, I want to promote myself. I want to make sure people know the Packers are interested in me because I don't want to fall out of the first round. So if they know, hey, Packers are really interested, maybe Kansas City or somebody behind the Packers want to get up in front. Man, did you hear what Golden said? They're going to take that, dude, if they get to him. We got to get in front of Green Bay. To me, that benefits Matthew Golden to make more money, possibly.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I'm not sure what his reasoning or what his thinking was, but like I kind of joked about at the top of this whole thing, he's a Packer already.
Yep.
Like, if he's keeping everything quiet like that, it feels like somebody that would fit in perfectly in Green Bay.
Out here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Oneida in Green Bay, steps, I tell you, from Lambeau Field. Got the draft coming up tonight, 7 o'clock. Don't forget, we'll have the Green Bay Football Draft Show coming up tonight, presented to you by Steamfitters Local 601. 6 o'clock start for that one. Charlie Usen, Tommy Wirtz, pick-by-pick coverage throughout the evening. We got almost a dozen guests, I think, lined up throughout the night, talking on different team perspectives, whether they be pro teams, whether they be college teams who cover these guys that are getting drafted. It's going to be an awesome show, and then you'll get instant reaction as well from myself. Mason Crosby, I think, will be on after the Packers pick. Mitch Thunder Nellis will be on. So it'll be a lot of fun. And if you're coming out here to Buffalo Wild Wings, going on all-you-can-eat boneless and traditional wings. All-you-can-eat boneless wings and fries for $19.99. Traditional wings available for only $5 more. That's Monday through Thursday. Dine in only with Buffalo Wild Wings. That's a hell of a deal for $19.99.
Maybe for some people. They probably don't want to tell me that's
it
the deal.
It says all-you-can-eat.
I can put some wings
you
away.
You can make $20 worth of wings, can't
oh,
you?
Oh, I can eat like $50 worth of
that's
wings.
What that's what I'm saying.
That's a great deal for me, for them.
For me, not as much, because I'm skinny and I don't eat a ton.
Oh,
right? Man. I'm small. I don't eat a ton. Like, I had 10 wings in there earlier.
They better be careful, too. There's some offensive linemen and defensive linemen. Like, there's some big men here tonight.
We'll have to some of those college offensive linemen come roll a defensive lineman too, right? You got like 30-pound dudes. What happens if they come rolling down here after the draft? Hey, man, I saw your deal. I'd like to take advantage of that if possible.
I'm in, yeah.
Yes, for $20, no question. All right, take a quick timeout. Come back on the other side. Mike Clemens is in the house. The superstar, Mike Clemens. He's making his way on over here. He'll be joining us coming up straight ahead. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes, so snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
We're back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Green Bay. On Oneida Street, just mere steps away from Lambeau Field. Obviously, draft going on tonight. 7 o'clock is the draft. And Mike Clemens, my guy, here joining Jacob Westendorf for Packer Report and myself. Michael, how are you, buddy?
I have to ask you this question.
Yeah, I know. I got a lot of extra gray hair since the last time.
No.
I know.
Oh. Is Cam Ward worth the number one overall pick if Travis Hunter is a generational football player, according to Mel?
No. If you're asking me if I'm Tennessee, what do? I take Travis Hunter, yes.
Well, and then watch
Cleveland spiral out of control.
Or Abdul Carter. And Tennessee just signed Tyler Lockett, the veteran that the Seahawks and John Schneider, you know, said so long to in a nice way, right?
Yep.
So they're getting a wide receiver. And interesting, they're doing it politically, right? On the day where they get Travis Hunter, but I understand how important a quarterback position is. But is so you're saying to me, Cam Orders is almost as good as Jaden Daniels?
No, he's definitely. Jacob Westendorf, if you're the draft guy, I don't think he's Jaden Daniels, Mike. No,
no, no. Cam Ward, I'm trying to think last year's quarterbacks. He would go like before Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy, and then after, Caleb and Jaden Daniels.
So he'd be a third quarterback last year.
Yeah, that's
and if Travis Hunter comes out last year, where does he go?
He's the first non-quarterback taken, so he would have gone after Drake. Oh, he would have gone after Drake May, too. Cam Ward after Drake May. So then Travis Hunter also goes, fourth then?
Fourth or somewhere in that area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So if you're Tennessee, then you're gambling on Will Levis for one more year, and you take Travis Hunter at one. Cleveland then panics and then it's completely freaked out because their fan base wanted Shedeur Sanders, according to their sports talk guys down there. Then they got convinced that, okay, Travis Hunter was the pick. I said this on the air, Michael, yesterday. If I'm the Browns, that disaster of an organization, I take Travis Hunter at 2, yep, and then I move back up into round 1 in front of Pittsburgh and take Shedeur Sanders. And I roll with both of them next year. And then if I don't like my coaching staff, I bring Deion in and we go. That would be a refresh, a makeover of that organization, give some juice to them, put them back on national TV, and get them going in the right direction. That's something Cleveland needs to do right now, probably more than any other organization.
So, you know, I don't know about Jimmy and D. Haslam. You know, everything has to be Jimmy and D, right?
I don't say D. Haslam when I talk about the Bucks. I only say Jimmy.
But and or the GM. I will tell you this. I spent a day with Kevin Stefanski at Combine.
Yeah.
That dude is smart.
Yeah, he's been around a long time as a coach.
He's almost as good as McVay. He's really sharp.
He's never had the talent as McVay's had, though.
Right. So I'm impressed by that. I just don't – if everybody says that Travis Hunter is this quote-unquote generational football, I mean, you think of Justin Jefferson or Julio Jones or even Randy Moss, then – why aren't you taking, you know, if
but the difference is that those guys didn't play corner too, right? I mean, this is the best athlete we've seen since Deion.
Yeah, but the difference is
athlete.
Yes, but this guy also doesn't play quarterback, and quarterbacks, when you have a younger one, save you from getting fired. So that's the other part of this thing for Callahan and the regime down there in Tennessee is if they pick a quarterback, they buy themselves some time instead of saying, we roll with Will Levis.
All right, Jacob,
we win
Westendorf.
Three games again, they get fired.
Okay, Jacob Westendorf, I'll come back to you. You're the draft guy, not Clements or I. You're the draft guy. Is next year's quarterback class projected to be better than what we have now?
There you go.
Because if the answer is yes,
there you go,
then Travis Hunter is the pick, like Clemens says.
Yeah, but projections are just projections. I mean, yes is the answer to that question.
And why in the hell didn't you get a Sam Darnold kind of a thing going for Tennessee?
Because, well, yeah.
Somebody.
Will Levis.
Joe Flacco. Aaron Rodgers. Somebody.
You could still get Aaron Rodgers. Half of his former teammates live in Nashville, like Mason Crosby.
Bingo.
Like, he'd play for the Titans tomorrow.
Bingo.
Especially if you gave him Travis Hunter to start with.
Yeah. And all of his friends that live in Nashville, too, still.
Yes.
Pull a couple guys out of retirement.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. I mean, that would make sense. And nobody's talking about that. But you want to talk about screwing this draft up. If they don't go Cam Ward at one, this draft goes sideways immediately. Because if Cleveland's not sold on Cam Ward, then that pick could be for sale instantaneously.
So I asked Brian Gutekunst this on Monday. I said, you know, when you're sitting there at 23 and you're doing this based on math, you know, and listen, tonight when this thing starts, Goody's going to have about six, maybe seven players he think are above the line of the first round that are available out of 23.
Right.
So when he gets to 23, if there's one or two of those guys left, then he makes his pick. And he does it by best player available. Maybe value. Maybe he thinks he could address a, you know, who's going to replace Kenny Clark day someday, something like that. And that's what it's going. I said, so what happens, though, when some of these teams at the top make crazy moves?
Yep.
Or brilliant moves, like Andy Reid and Veach getting Patrick Mahomes. Or the stinking Bears getting Mitch Trubisky. You know, how do you react to that at 23? And he said, We have to take in those scenarios, and that's what the phone calls are. They start Wednesday night, they start Thursday, and people are sharing information because you're kind of saying, he said, but at the end of the day, I can just sit there at 23, and the board will come to me, and you stick to that math that Ron did all those years, that Ted did all those years. And at the end of the day, the board will talk to you and tell you what to do, no matter what the knuckleheads at the top are doing.
This is, I heard him say that. We play that on the fan. He's full of crap. This is what I'm going to tell you.
A general manager has never lied, Sparky.
No, this is
never.
Listen to me. Years ago, right? I forgot what coach it was. Was it Pearl at UW Milwaukee? Maybe whatever. I think it was Pearl. Bruce Pearl. We were doing draft stuff or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
The guy I was working with at the time, Homer, was with Bruce Pearl, and he was asking Bruce, hey, what do you think the Bucks are going to do? He gave Homer the entire first round outside of the Bucks pick, which I believe ended up being TJ Ford. He hit every other pick because he had an in at the Bucks, and they laid out pretty much the whole first round for him, what it was going to be.
Wow.
You cannot tell me that they don't know what all is happening pretty much before it happens. Now,
and you know,
could one team be lying to everybody? Yes, one team could be lying to everybody. But for the most part, between scouts talking to one another and everybody else, PR people talking all this, for the most part, they pretty much got it on lock. What's going to happen before it happens?
Except today, for the last 15 years, a lot of that changed because of social media.
That's to a
degree. According to Peter King. A lot of that changed because the same story happened to him. He's a 23, 24-year-old kid working for the Cincinnati Inquirer, and he's down there talking to Sam Weich, the head coach, right?
Yep.
Who he says, you know, what do you think, you know, you Bengals will take? Well, we like this Boomer Esiason guy. And the second round, we're going to take this running back. So then
laid it all out.
He just pulled, and he had hit like 5 out of 7 in the paper, and it went national, like, wow, who's this? That's how he got the Sports Illustrated gig. He said that would never happen in a million years today, post, you know, 2010 or so.
Sure, right, because everything blows up on social media, and everybody finds out about it. He's Mike Clements, Jacob Westendorf, C. Sparky Fiver, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What's your gut, Mike? Is this the year they finally go wide receiver? We heard Matt LaFleur, I think it was yesterday, I forgot who he was talking with, about the idea that Ayuk was going to be the pick. Ayuk went off the board, and they ended up going with Jordan Love at that point, but they were looking at wide receiver this year. We're talking about the first segment. Everybody has Gutekunst being at Ted McMillan's workout. Matthew Golden telling people yesterday it's confidential what him and the Packers talked about. That is the weirdest thing ever. So what say you?
2 weeks ago, I started thinking about, you know, the need situation and about, like, you know, we weren't afraid to replace Brett Favre. We weren't afraid to replace Aaron Rodgers. And to me, who's that guy that might need to start looking over his shoulder? It's the one who just spent another couple weeks in Panama City to get stem cell treatments, and that's Kenny Clark. Kenny's going to be 30. He's played a lot of football for Green Bay.
30 years old is the end of the line in Green Bay when you're Brian Gutekunst as the general manager.
You let T.J. Slayton walk because he was going to get too much. He got a two-year deal for a little over 15, you know, with the Bengals. But don't you think it's time they have to get the next Kenny Clark?
But it's the deepest, one of the deepest positions in the draft. I can get a big fat guy in the third round. So I don't got to do that in the first round.
Right. So there could still be four or five good guys second round, third round tomorrow night that you can address that. So then you get back to this wide receiver thing, and I just think the Packers think in their template, you got to get big guys first before you have – because it's easy for us to get good receivers in the second, in the third, like Donald Driver in the seventh. And what I just think they feel that way. And yet every year – year after year, since Mike Sherman and Javon Walker, you know, 20 years or more before that, 2004, it's like, is this the year they're going to take the wide receiver? And it almost kind of feels like you're, you know, Linus out there in the pumpkin patch. Is this the year that he comes, right? You know? And instead, the Packers, like Lucy with a football, they pull it away, and they go take another offensive lineman.
It's crazy. Jacob Westendorf is here with Mike Clements. I'm going to tell you what this fool to the right of me did. Earlier this offseason, this fool put out a mock draft and suggested Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle from Ohio State. Since he did that, I have now been obsessed and locked in with them taking Josh Simmons at their pick in the first round. And I'll tell you why, as he laid out as well. Rasheed Walker, clearly they're not doing anything with him. They're trying to have Jordan Morgan compete with him. Jordan Morgan, I don't think, is a left tackle in this league. So if Josh Simmons doesn't play this year because he's coming off the injury, no biggie. Rasheed Walker leaves. Simmons slides in the left tackle. You go, what happens with Jordan Morgan, Sparky? Well, if you think he's a tackle, go put him at right tackle. And then Zach Tom, who, according to Rob Domofsky a couple years ago, you know, he's a pro bowler here. He's an all-pro here. He's a Hall of Famer at center. Then you can move Zach Tom wherever you want if Jordan Morgan is that good at right tackle. If not, then Jordan Morgan is your right guard, and you move forward from there. I just think Simmons might be the best lineman in this draft. No, he may not play right away, but to me, I'd rather do that and not have to worry about Jordan Love's blind side for the rest of his career than doing one of these other picks.
And when it comes to OSU, I think of Corey Linsley. I think of, you know, Josh Myers.
Yep.
And, you know, and you got to just see Simmons in some big-time games in this past year and how he performed. So you got a lot of really good tape on that kid. That's not a bad pick.
I think that's something to consider. Are you there, or have you moved off of that?
Since that time, so the one thing that kind of moved me off, I think they would consider him if he's available. I don't know if he will be, number one. You never know who will.
Did you see the Daniel Jeremiah last mock draft?
Mm-mm.
No.
Max Harrison, right?
He didn't have Simmons in the first round.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't in the first round at all.
And Goody loves that.
Yeah. Well, first round at all.
He loves that.
Right? I did have somebody tell me that the medical rechecks with him may not have gone as well as has been reported.
Which
that's something
he doesn't have to play.
Yeah, we never have that information, right? The other thing that's happened since then, not just the medical stuff, is the Packers have said, like, word for word, I think it was at the owners' meetings and LaFleur said it at the combine, Jordan Morgan is going to compete to play left tackle. So whether or not the three of us sitting here think he's a left tackle or not, Green Bay, at least by their words, say that they do. Now, they said that last year, and then I think Morgan took reps for maybe one day at left tackle, and that was about it. He played guard pretty much for the rest of his first season. We didn't see practice, obviously, after the season started, but he didn't rep there during games. He was competing with Sean Ryan and moving in and out at guard. I think that the point you're making is a good one, is that you can have two cracks at who's your left tackle then. Is it Jordan Morgan? If so, great. These are champagne problems, good problems to have. If you have two guys you think can play left tackle, Simmons can sit for a year. Maybe he plays right, you move Tom. You know, you have different options. We saw last year, though, it was one injury. Elgton Jenkins, one injury.
Right.
Ruins that entire game against Philadelphia because Jalen Carter just eats Travis Glover for 12 snaps and then spends the rest of the game beating up Kadeem Telford.
Yeah, exactly. And you know something? As good as Brian Gutekunst is, Howie Roseman's been to the show three times in the last 10 years.
He's the best general manager of football, by far.
Okay, and they take guys like Jalen Carter, who, by the way, Sparky, I was at the Super Bowl. They hid that dude for a week. Oh, he had a cold. Can't come out and talk to you. Because they didn't want any, you know, podcast hack guys bringing up the car accident from 2 years ago.
Sure.
So they hid him from, because I just wanted to talk to him as a player. This dude's the next, you know, Aaron Donald, right? In terms of, and the noise that defensive line made. I mean, the Eagles beat you in Brazil, and they beat you at the end of the line, and then they went out and beat the Chiefs with that defensive line.
But that's my point. My point is there a change in philosophy? Is there a shift on how they want to build that offensive line? Instead of going with finesse offensive linemen that pass protect really well, is the offense going to change to what we saw last year, which is we're going to push people out of the way, we're going to use Josh Jacobs, we're going to use Tucker Kraft like they use Kelsey, and we're going to pound people in submission, and Love's going to hit guys on play action. I think that's what's happening.
If that's what's happening,
I want road graders up front, which means a Simmons or whoever with Banks, with Zach Tom, that now redoes the offensive line. Yep. Yeah. Philadelphia was the heaviest line in football last year.
By like 300 pounds, too.
Right. Does Green Bay now change philosophy and head that way?
And you know who used to be that way? The 49ers.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, those guys that kept on beating us. And I think that's what Goody says is, you know, it wasn't Love's problem. Certainly wasn't Josh Jacobs' problem. Wasn't Tucker Kraft's. Wasn't even our, you know, growing wide receivers. It's our line, man. We got, and that wouldn't surprise me if that gets addressed early, tonight or tomorrow night.
That's absolutely right. Here's Mike Clemens, Jacob Westendorf. So what's on your agenda now, Clemens? What do you got going for the rest of the day?
Right,
you go hang out in the war room with Goody and LaFleur?
We're going to go. First of all, I got to get through this security, which is going to be a deal.
If it's anything like the security for us normal people, there is none.
No.
We walked over there before. You go through the security line. Okay, you have your phones, right, your wallet.
Yeah.
And they say you have to register and have to have your app up.
Yeah.
Nobody's checking apps.
You
go through security, you walk in.
Wow.
They tell you as you're walking towards the lines, make sure you have your app and make sure you have your app open. But nobody actually scanned them.
Well, I'm going in the media auditorium, dude. I'm right by there. So today we can't go in the auditorium because that area right there on the visitor's side of Lambeau Field is part of the staging for, quote, the red carpet, you know, that pregame thing that they do now. This is all a TV show.
Sure it is.
It ain't just a draft. It's a TV show. So that's going to be going on. Now, you know that little work room that I've got?
Yeah.
You know, right upstairs?
Still doing your thing.
That's locked down now until training camp because they're doing some remodeling, and that's also kind of a staging, like, green room area.
They giving you, like, a bidet and stuff in your office now?
No.
Is that what's going on?
No, Mikey Clemens!
No, you know, hey, they're treating you like royalty finally. You deserve it, Mike.
No.
That's good.
No, it's actually better than that.
Better than a bidet?
The Packers took care of your boy.
There you go.
I've got a luxury suite on the fifth floor for my work room for the weekend.
How jealous are you, Jacob Westendorf?
I'll post pictures tonight.
I'm sleeping on a couch.
There's a little. I go out from the media auditorium after we talk to Goody, the scouts. We get the player on the speakerphone. They show me a little freight elevator. I'll go up to the fifth floor. I should bring a cot and just spend the weekend.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
A little bird bath.
So do you overlook Lambeau?
I'm from the south end zone, right under, right just to the side where it says Leroy Butler,
Clavin,
in the Ring of Fame. And I got a little suite up there for my little work room. I think Reichel and some of the other writers are going to probably be knocking on the door. Like, can I come
in? Yeah,
here
I bet this? You so. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's where I'll be filing my stories at night. Yeah.
Boy, that's a tough gig.
I got to get one. I got to get going.
It's a tough life, Mike, but somebody's got to do it. Yeah. So
tell me this, because you've been through this a bunch. Tell me and everybody else listening, because I know what's happened, where the media relations has given you a draft profile on one player, and then they end up taking another player, and they got to pull everything back.
Yeah, no, they're scrambling. They're scrambling. They're trying to pull stuff off the internet or whatever, because they're not prepared.
They're not prepared.
No.
Listen to them on this for a second.
And that's not just stuff that happens on the third day.
It's the first day.
Well, I'll give you a good example. I mean, you know, hey, by the way, it's 20 years ago this week. The new GM stands up there, and we say, come on, man, you've got needs here, here, here. And he goes, I'm taking the best player available. Because once upon a time in 1984 in the NBA,
there was a team called the Portland Trailblazers that said they really needed a center, and they had the number two pick, and they took a guy named
Sam Bowie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the next one was Michael Jordan. And then like 4 days later, he's sitting there. The last guy above the line in the first round is Aaron Rodgers. So he sticks to the board. He takes Aaron Rodgers. That was 20 years ago this week, and that's the way this thing. And the next thing he took was some guy out of Bethune-Cookman named Nick Collins.
Yep.
And that was one where it was like, Nick who? They don't have any stuff on Nick Collins, the PR, their own PR department. So they're scrambling, you know, it's like they're handing Wikipedia to
can
you.
Can I counter this whole best available player thing? Because I think that's a bunch of crap, too. This is what I think it is. They don't say the rest of it, okay? They all say best available. It's the best available based on the needs that we have at that time.
Yeah.
Meaning, they're not taking a running back in round one tonight.
Oh, no.
I don't care if Genty is all the way down. Aston Genty falls all the way to 23. They'll trade back.
No.
There's no way. Do you remember how they were trying to get away from Eddie Lacy that year?
Mm-hmm.
They kept trading back, and they kept trading back. They didn't want to have to take him. They eventually took him, but it wasn't in round one. It's best available of what we need. So if we say we need offensive line, defensive line, and corner, those are our three needs. We're going to take best available from our three needs at that position on our board. They're not going quarterback in round one. They're not going running back in round one. They're definitely not going safety in round one. So it's not best available, literally. It's best available of our needs at that point.
Anybody's needs, because I did a breakdown of this last year, and that was like four of the last 5 years. The most popular position that they took in the first round, early in the second round, was not quarterback, was not left tackles. It was defensive backs. Because you've got five guys out there you're starting now, plus you got your special teams.
Yep.
So that's why a lot of those corners, you see the runs on those guys because of the versatility as football players.
Absolutely right. Michael, are you off or are you hanging out? What are you doing?
I'm headed back up to the stadium now.
Michael, thank you so much.
You bet.
I appreciate it. He is Michael Clemens. Jacob Wessendorf has nothing to do with his life, so he's hanging out with me. And now coming up next, Paul Brettel, who covers the Packers for ESPN Lacrosse. He'll join Paul and I coming up next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up hot and fresh by Wendy's as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, here at Buffalo Wild Wings on Oneida Street, just mere steps from Lambeau Field.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Oneida Street, just mere steps from Lambeau Field. See Sparky Fiber with you. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks victory, hopefully they get another one this year. After every Bucks victory, you head over to Wendy's, get yourself a free Frosty within 24 hours after a Bucks victory at participating Wisconsin Wendy's. Joining me now, Jacob Westendorf was nice enough to step aside, and he'll be back on here coming up shortly. Bart Winkler is here, national radio host on Infinity Sports Network.
That's a big deal. Don't
you even dress better now? They must be paying you well.
Oh, I had a whole conversation because I wanted to wear my sweatpants.
Oh no.
But they're Vuori sweatpants. Those are like $85 sweatpants.
So you are making a lot of money. Okay, so we'll have him by. Bart Winkler is here. Paul Brettel, he works with ESPN Lacrosse, Packers beat writer. He dresses like me. I feel more comfortable around him. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm excellent, Sparky. Happy to be here.
You have nicer pants, shoes, socks, everything than
this
me.
This is all Kohl's. Settle down. It's all Kohl's. Not the shoes. I got the shoes off Twitter. But everything else is Kohl's.
My shirt is Untuck It brand. Do they still?
I don't know. Nice.
Untuck It?
How about the shoes?
Those are Allbirds.
These are the first time. Never heard of those.
Me neither. But these are the first time I've ever worn these shoes. And then I was like, okay, I'll wear them today. And then I park in the muddy grass. Yes.
How much do those cost?
$85.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, dude. Okay, Bart. So you're here. Jeez. You get to cover this from a national perspective. You and JR Sport Brief. I'd say you're on our station tonight, but you're not.
Oh, I am. I'm on right after your draft show.
No, I don't think you will be.
They're keeping me until 1 a.m.
No!
I'm working 7 to 1.
I thought you were on just through the draft. They got you on all the way to 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Yes.
You're going to be by yourself in the rush center.
I know. And then I have
to turn off the lights, and Bart's going to be with this camera.
And then I have to drive the equipment back to some other hotel because there's going to be no one on site to take it from me.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Bart Winkler. So, JR Sport Brief is in Atlanta. He normally does 5 to 9 on the Fan with Infinity Sports Network. And then Bart's on after him 9 to 1. So, he's in Atlanta. He didn't come, right?
He did not come.
No. So, you're here. He's there. So, do you have interviews set up on Radio Row during your show during the draft? Or how does that work?
No, we're just doing the show. There's another person that is doing interviews that we have access to play. So I won't be, like, sitting down with Travis Hunter.
So you don't have anybody come and sit down next to you?
I mean, if you or Paul want to come over.
Paul, what you got going on?
If you or Paul want to come say hi, that's fine.
All right, Bart. So you tell me, what do you think the Packers are going to do at 23?
He's ready for this question. He was telling me all about it before.
Oh, he was he?
Yeah.
Okay,
just,
good.
I'll tell you verbatim what I told Paul. I said, people keep asking me what the Packers are going to do. I don't know. I haven't paid any attention to that. Now you want to know 1 through 10. I'm locked in there.
But aren't you doing the draft for the whole night? So don't you got to know all the teams? You're the national guy now.
We're going to.
Yeah, Paul just got to worry about the Packers. Exactly. You got to worry about all of them.
We're going to have a problem once we get to pick 11 tonight.
Well, didn't you tell JR, you take these teams, I'll take these teams, and we'll split it?
I took 1 through 10, and he can do 11 through 32. Can I give you my three hot takes?
You don't have hot takes.
Three hot takes.
All right.
The thing that and I'll rank them in order of confidence. The first hot take is I do think four quarterbacks go in the first round. I think that obviously Cam Ward, Shadur somewhere between 2 and 20. Steelers are taking a guy, and some team is trading back in.
Cleveland to get Shadur.
So that's 4 quarterbacks I'm taking. You're going to see Dart and then Milroe or Shuck get drafted, as well as Shadur.
The kid from Louisville?
Yeah. I thought Shadur was going 3 for the longest time. Everyone's trying to talk me off of that. I still feel like Giants could take him. And then my hottest take, which if this doesn't happen, pretend I never said it. But if it does.
Play it back over and over and over.
All the credit.
Yeah.
The 49ers are not extending Brock Purdy. They are trading him to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who then will extend him.
And then Rodgers signs with the Niners?
Rodgers doesn't play.
No. That hot take has to be finished with Rodgers then signs with the Niners and plays for his hometown team to end his career. You have to finish the hot
take.
Okay,
sure. Then it's our take.
You have to finish the hot take.
Now it's our take.
I don't need credit for that on Infinity Sports Network tonight, but you should just finish it all the way through.
Because the Niners got to have an option at quarterback.
Niners have to have an option.
I haven't thought that far ahead. But they draft a guy. They draft Shadur at 11.
Okay.
Or Jackson Dart, or sign Aaron Rodgers. What does Paul think is going to happen at 23? Is that when they draft?
It is when they draft.
Okay.
What do I think is going to happen?
Yeah.
So I put together my short list. I do this every year, do my best to look at trends, tendency,
thresholds.
Does that
mean you do teams 1 through 3 and let somebody else worry about the rest?
Nope.
No. Okay.
I just focus on 23. I let everyone else do 1 through 22.
So I got 1 through 10 covered. You got 23 covered.
So are these players going to be, so are the players on my short list going to be available when the Packers are picking? That I can't say.
All right. What
but
do you
in
got?
Terms of who they like based on past 10 trends, Mykel Williams, defensive end, Georgia.
No.
Shamar Stewart, defensive end, Texas A&M. Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, Ole Miss.
I guess.
Mika Ibuka, wide receiver, Ohio State.
Okay.
Matthew Golden, wide receiver, Ohio State.
I don't want the first two. The first guy may be a fine player, but I'm sick of Georgia guys not working out. So pass on that. The second guy, with all due respect, I understand he's Rashawn Gary 2.0 or whatever this is going to be with Shamar Stewart. But I kind of want production now coming from college. Like, I want somebody that can come in, unless it's Josh Simmons. You know, I have my asterisk. But unless it's him, I want somebody that's going to come in and play. If it's a wide receiver, he better be starting in week one and not the fourth wide receiver on the team. If it's a defensive tackle, he better be starting next to Kenny Clark and not waiting till week 12 or 14 before he can play. If it's a corner, he better be starting in week one and not be the fourth corner on the depth chart. I'm sick of projects. I want somebody to come in, play, and contribute. Why can Philly get 2 corners to come in and be huge contributors to their team? Why can Philly draft defensive guys out of Georgia and they know how to play? We draft guys out of Georgia and it's going to take them a while to learn how to play. I've had my fill of projects, Bart Winkler.
Well, I agree with that. And that's why, has anybody watched Severance?
No.
I have not.
Okay. I'm watching it now.
I watch the Food Network.
Okay, that's fine.
I watch Hallmark Christmas movies. That's what I watch.
That's fine. So there was one episode this year that was off the beaten path, like a flashback kind of fill-in-the-gaps episode. And it was so good. And everyone was like, this episode is amazing. And then the next week they followed it up with a similar episode. And you really like the show, so you kind of defend the episode, but it was bad. That's what we've been doing with Packers drafts. I don't want to do that. I want to be like, okay, we've drafted this guy. He's going to fill a need immediately. He's going to play, whether it's on defense, whether it's a wide receiver. We're excited. I want fans to get to 23, and we're like, I want this guy. And there's like a collective, yeah, we want. And then it happens, and then we're like, yeah, rather than, well, Jordan Morgan is good because he might. Like, I don't want to have to try to do the Packers PR justification work for them. I want a pick that is a pick that other teams are going to be like, oh, Packers made a good pick, not I've never heard of Jordan Morgan.
I will give you, I'll ask you both this question. Neither one of you are prepared for it. So let's see how quick you are on your feet. Give me the reach pick that the rest of the world's going to go, what are they doing, that you would say, I'm cool. I'll give you mine. Higgins, the wide receiver out of Ohio State. If they reach for him, I'm good. I'm not going to throw a fit. That's my reach pick. Who's yours?
Yeah, she did catch me off guard with this one. I'm thinking position group because there's one in particular where I really want an impact player, and it's defensive tackle. And
can't you wait to the second or third round for that and still get a good player?
Potentially.
Right?
Right. But okay. If there's someone on your board that you think could come in and be that guy, take that swing.
Sure.
And so someone who stands out, I think he'll be around in round one, is Kenneth Grant. But to your question, Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle from Ohio State. The reason that I like this position group, look at the Eagles.
Yep.
When you have a strong interior presence, the other 10 defenders on the field benefit from that player.
Right.
When he's taking on blocks, when he's creating push, when he's eating up space, everyone around him benefits. It's not just his own stat column that he's potentially filling, but it's what the other players can do because now there's a one-on-one matchup. The linebacker's kept free to burst through a rushing lane. So I want to see that trickle-down impact that can benefit the whole defense. That's why I like that position group so much.
All right, what say you, Bart Winkler?
Again, I'm only prepared picks 1 through 10. Picks 1 through 10.
Come on, man. You watch college football. You're a gambler. I know you know college football. Then did you stop gambling? I guess I should ask that. I mean, you lost all this weight. You're like a new, younger Bart Winkler. So are you still gambling, or are you out?
I've got $20 on Shedeur Stewart going 3.
So you're
5-1 odds.
Shedeur Stewart?
Sanders. Did I say Stewart?
You did.
Oh, then
I
bet
Shamar Stewart. You may have bet on a guy that doesn't exist. You may lose.
I've got $2 on Ashton Jeanty going 3.
I don't see that happening. Is he going to the Jaguars?
That's what it seems
like. Is
that
what it seems like going to the Jaguars?
I think the Bears are going to be very eager to trade up to try to get him.
That's another guy you don't have to trade up. To me, you could get, what is it, Henderson, the kid of Ohio State? You could probably get him at the top of round 2 and still get a damn good running back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't see, that's the thing. For me, these position groups that are deep are really deep. I mean, they're saying like 30 running backs maybe could draft it in mm-hmm. 7 rounds. Why in the world am I going up there and taking that guy? Now, I know. I've heard the Jeanty comparison of Walter Payton. All right, by all means. If you think he's Walter Payton, go ahead. But outside of that, I think you can wait to the second round and still get a really good running back.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing that might happen is they're expecting the free agent class after this. So all the undrafted free agents, there's more people in that pool than normally because of that extra COVID year. So there's a lot more players that if you don't have a certain guy that jumps out, you might still be able to really find, I mean, not diamonds in the rough, just a field of diamonds that you just go pick whatever. So maybe you see some teams go all Howie Roseman on everybody and start drafting and thinking of the future. So maybe you see some back-end deals in the 6th round. I would like to see some of that. I've got a 6th round pick. I'll trade for next year's 5th. I got a 4th round pick. I'll trade for next year's 3rd. I think there could be some value in doing that with how many undrafted. Because you're right. The talent after quarterbacks, we keep hearing, well, if you draft them from 5 to 25, they're, you know, what's the difference? The whole draft's going to be like that.
Bart Winkler, what do you have to do the rest of the time now between now and the time your show starts?
I mean, it's only going to be
3 o'clock.
I am going to go say hi to my brother-in-law, who is a big-time liquor distributor.
Oh, so he's here working?
They're having a party. I am trying to meet up with Peter Bukowski.
He's here?
Somewhere.
Oh, I should have asked him to come on. I didn't realize he was here.
Well, and
tell
then
him to come over here if you see him.
I'm also trying to run into the Packer content creator, the part of that community that doesn't like me, like a Corey Banky. You know, I'm trying to run into those guys.
Oh, John and Franklin was here earlier. I was hanging out with him.
John and Franklin and I have been texting.
Yeah.
He's. They thought. Did he tell you the story? They thought they had an Airbnb.
I told it on the air.
Crashed at the last second, and now they're in some motel, which is great.
They got a hotel like a mile away, he said.
I'm staying at my mother-in-law, so.
You got family.
Yeah.
That's good. Bart, have fun tonight, man. I appreciate it.
You guys, too.
And Infinity Sports Network tonight, we'll have our Green Bay Football Draft Show presented by Steam Fitters, Local 601. Charlie and Tommy doing that starting at 6 o'clock till the draft is done. Then when the draft is done, you just leave it right on the fan, and then Bart will be on taking you up to 1 a.m. tonight as well, and he'll recap all the draft picks and give you his thoughts on the Packers and that whole deal, so it should be a lot of fun. Bart, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Bridle, are you hanging out?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Paul Bridle, Jacob Westendorf will join us again. Coming up next, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Mason Crosby, myself, doing an event at Pottawatomie Sportsbook tomorrow night during rounds 2 and 3, plus we'll have the playoff game on. That's what the sound will be on. Ugh. Plus the baseball game will be on. We'll be doing trivia questions with prizes, Q&A with Mason Crosby. Mason has some autograph cards to be given away as prizes, $20 play cards to Pottawatomie Sportsbook or Pottawatomie Casino as well. Come on down. Reserve your seats ahead of time if you don't have a seat. Pottawatomie.com/sportsbook. Pottawatomie.com/sportsbook. And we'll see you down at Pottawatomie Sportsbook coming up tomorrow night. Back after this on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.